Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Leak. Welcome to the program, ladies and gentlemen. Rick Adams here with you on this midweek Wednesday night broadcast, and it's good to be back to these microphones after a one-day hiatus. As usual, we are planning to speak with Dr. Kasim Khalil from across the ocean tonight, with his insightfulness into the Ron Paul campaign and the whole so-called election, primary election itself, which, of course, is proving to be more of a fraud with each and every passing day. In Nevada now, of course, the primary that was held there, the Republican primary, a lot of people don't know, but Ron Paul came in second. Second, my friend, not third or fourth or fifth, but in number two spot. Now, of course, you wouldn't know that by the media reportage and the fact that they obviously did not make that newsworthy. And the reason is, of course, the same reason that we've been talking about all of the other things they don't talk about, and that is the NAFTA superhighway, the NAU, Codex Alimentarius, and much, much more, SPP in particular. So there is, yes, Virginia, there is a conspiracy of silence as well as disinformation. And that, unfortunately, is the reality of this cosmos diabolicus, as we call it, Satan's world, you see. Satan is in control. 'Tis world. He's been given over to control it. His influence is worldwide. And eventually that influence will take place totally in Jerusalem, where he'll occupy that seat for a very, very short time indeed. Very short in the annals of time. And yet he will make that attempt to pull it off. So the deception, ladies and gentlemen, is very deep, and it grows deeper with every passing day. The elections have proven to be a farce, just as we said they would be. And this is the hour of near midnight. The hour is getting close to midnight. So with Ron Paul's campaign in full swing, and him getting a tremendous amount of support in most of the states where he's on the ballot. He is on the ballot in all of the states. The primaries that have been held so far indicate a massive cover-up by the media of the electioneering and manipulation of votes in several key states here, once again, by the powers that be. And again, all roads lead to Jerusalem, as we're finding out more and more each day. And with John McCain, of course, it's the mob connection now. And, you know, the mob is largely controlled by Jewish Kenite interests. And I hate to break that bad news to many of you out there, but that's the reality. It's not Italian, that's for sure. So you keep your eyes on that city of Jerusalem, these last days. Oh, my. All right. We'll be hopefully connecting with Dr. K when we come back after the break. Stay tuned for more Uncensored Radio Free America with Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
Hi. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365. This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
By some awful quirk of fate, the Morlocks had become the masters and the Eloi their servants. The Morlocks maintained them and bred them like cattle.
And here we are. We're back now to discuss the whole mantra of issues. Ron Paul, the election, and the whole nine yards in between with my friend, Dr. Kasim Khalil. Hello, Dr. K.
How are you, dear?
All right. I'm sorry about us not getting you on right away, but
that's people, okay. That's
you
okay.
You can blame Manny for that, right, Manny?
Yeah, Manny's got the Manny's the man.
I don't know. I think he's working for the Mossad now, the CIA. All right,
I hope so. You need some inside information every once in a while.
Maybe.
How have you been doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing
That's
well,
great.
Considering. I'm doing very well. And you, Doc?
Well, doing great. I know our friends, we all need to put out as much love and I guess we got to care about each other in this very difficult time a lot, because you know, everybody's working so hard to save the country and to do what's right by each other, mm-hmm. and to do the best for each other's families, and then it's being stolen from people right under their nose, and it's just incredible. So we've got to put up a different strategy or accelerate some strategies. We've got to look at strategy, because you got to do something about it, you know. And
well, you know, I mean, it goes to show you, you know, how dumb people can be, how dumbed down they are. Just today, I was in the coffee shop, and young fellow that works there, he's heavily into sports, but he doesn't like Bush. So I mean, who let's face it, who likes Bush? All right. So if you don't like Bush, that's just the first step in understanding what's going on, because Bush is not the problem; he's the symptom. So
yeah.
Then I mentioned, he's asking me about the elections, and Hillary's name came up, and I'm going, thumbs down. He's looking at me like, what? I said, you think Hillary Clinton is any different from Obama or from George Bush? And I held up my finger and my thumb, and I said, you see the space? You can't see it. That's the difference between those characters and George Bush. It's so paper thin you can hardly see it.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, why don't you support Ron Paul? And he said, who?
Yeah.
And I said, Ron Paul. I said, you didn't hear about him, did you? No. I said, now that's the kind of guy you need to support, is the man that you have been denied hearing about. So
that's
guess
right.
what he turns around and says? Now I'm going to vote for Ron Paul, not Hillary.
Yeah.
I mean, just like that, he made a quick decision.
People are pretty smart, and if you, it's true. 90% landslide with exposure. My God, did you see what he did on that CNN debate?
Mm.
It is just.
I didn't see that one, the CNN debate.
I'm too busy to watch TV, but I just saw some clips. It's just good, and it's great. So
well, in Florida, you see the chicanery going on there. There's an absolute mess there.
That was a complete fraud.
Well, it was. I mean, with
3%,
it's a joke.
Is a guy named by the name of Charlie Crist? Is he really the governor down there?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is he actually the governor? Is it true?
Oh, Mel? You mean Mel?
Yeah, Mel.
Infamous
Mel Tumblr number two.
Yes.
I mean, you're dealing with the seed, and you're dealing with, it's disgusting treatment of the teenagers, which some of them were raped on the site, and most of them were brutalized. Many of them had their arms and joints broken. And that entity was associated with Crist, and you know that there was some child pornography going on in the entity. So you have an organization that has a very bad history of abusing adolescents, and you elect the guy for governor.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously a governor like that, who is associated with foul acts with teenagers and children, then would not be a stretch that he would tabulate the vote away from the doctor to maintain the power base of these corrupt ones. Yeah.
But look at what happened, like I was alluding to before you came on, in Nevada. He was in number two place. Number two he came in Nevada. I mean, and people didn't know it because it was not reported.
Right. And he bagged Louisiana completely.
Totally.
I mean, it was a landslide. Dr. Mm-hmm. Paul Wynn.
Oh, yeah.
And
absolutely.
By the way, there are a number of people on the ground who said that Dr. Paul probably won or came in second in South Carolina or third or something, but not what they reported.
Yes.
This, you have to understand, and of course I had mentioned a guy like Charlie Crist. You know, when you've got somebody compromised, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And you've got photographs, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then the guy's got to do whatever you tell him to do. If you tell him the vote's going to be rigged, if you arrange, Diebold and ESNS people to put the patches on, or they're pre-patched, the software so that it switches the vote.
No doubt about it.
It's a done deal, man.
It's
And in South Carolina, there was a lot of chicanery, to disrupt the vote.
Yeah.
So many different techniques are used. You have the Central Intelligence Agency, you have more particularly the Mossad. No, Mossad much bigger in this realm than the CIA. Much bigger. CIA, Mossad bigger.
They're one and the same, essentially, now.
Agency. And you have that entity, and you have thousands of foot soldiers there. Then you have the Republican Party's corrupt foot soldiers. You have teams of Texas Rangers, or whatever they call them, GOPs, that are bust into the different voting districts, especially key states like Florida. They discourage people from voting. They give out disinformation. And then don't forget, in Ohio last year, Cheney or one of his goons called in a terrorist, potential terrorist attack, and then they yanked the independent observers, some of them from overseas, mm-hmm. well aware of the 2000 election being mm-hmm. stolen. And then they took the reporters out of the polling areas so that they could, you know, continue the defrauding process.
I see this hidden hand behind, definitely behind John McCain, like I have never seen it before.
It's so obvious
that there is some additional help going on in his campaign. And then you see the string of endorsements, starting with the media bosses, you know, that came out and said, we're going to support John McCain, knowing full well John McCain is definitely one of the most corrupt politicians in the history.
Well, they put him on top of Abramoff.
Yeah.
I mean, it's talk about putting the fox in the chicken house. Here you've got Abramoff, crook extreme, you know, casino jack, whatever, who's tied to 20 Congress people, and you put a cover-up guy in charge of the investigation. You put old John McCain, who's so compromised he can't even breathe, you know.
The Keating Five, yeah.
And so, and take it a step further, baby. What the heck is what are the usurious chiefs going to do without the Fed? You got Dr. Paul Wiseman, who's, you know, knows that the Fed is unconstitutional. He goes in, he cleans it out, and it's bankrupting the United States, not to say the least. But the interest that is gained by Rockefeller, Rothschild, Oppenheimer, and Harriman's is quite big, loaning money to the United States government and you know, on interest, billions and billions and billions.
Mm-hmm.
You think they're going to just say, okay, well, you know, everybody wants Ron Paul, so we're not going to stand in the way?
I don't think so. No.
They're going to throw everything they've got at
Hey, you know, we said this from the beginning. People were theorizing that, you know, there's going to be a squad of assassins after him and everything. I said, look, they don't have to do that. They can eliminate him in the media, and then that doesn't work. They can assassinate him electorally. They have all the angles figured. And this is what I predicted would happen. Now, are we going to let it continue? Are we going to
countenance this? No, it's finished. Finished. Stop it. You know, there are 300 million of us, and of those 300 million, there are probably 70 million that are already on the board with Dr. Paul one way or the other. Like you said, if you go into the coffee shop, they'll be on the board within a month.
Oh, yeah.
Forget it. Get out of the way.
If they are permitted to hear the truth, and if their vote is counted, I think he would win hands
get
down.
Get out of the way.
Right.
He's getting smarter every day, that doctor. And
he knows what he's up against.
Yeah.
You called the shots pretty well when we talked about the initial...
I said that, you know, anybody can be infiltrated. And I've said that, and I think people know that the campaign has been some helter-skelter things, but doesn't matter, does it? If you defraud the vote, he's got probably a better campaign than anybody else, but if you defraud the vote, you see? And by the way, don't forget, Dr. Paul's a winner. The other guys aren't winners. Dr. Paul won the, whatever, 100-meter or 400-meter. I mean, everything he did, he won. 4,000 babies without a lawsuit. Winner. You know, medical degree. Winner. Fight back against corruption. Winner. Shut down the Patriot Act. Winner. No Iraq War. Won that one. You know?
Yep.
So just get out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
We're not stopping.
No.
And then I found the connections, you see, as I'm doing the research.
Right.
I find the connection.
Well, your e-book now that you're just finishing up on, Dr. Paul.
I'm going to get the rigged book done first.
Well, I think that this would add a great footnote, wouldn't it, to your book, a postscript, is how they stole the election.
Yeah, well, that's.
Or how they're stealing it. Let's put it in the present tense.
How they're stealing, exactly. Yeah. You're exactly right. How they're stealing the elections and who's stealing it.
That's the key right there.
That's the key. You see, if you talk to any policeman that's listening, we got policemen listening.
Oh, sure.
You talk to any of the
military
detectives,
people.
Mm-hmm. What good is it, military people? What good is it if you don't know who's doing it? You're going to just bomb everybody? You're going to attack everybody? Police detective doesn't do that.
No.
So you got to know.
That's right.
And we know.
And we know that we're going to continue in just 3 minutes after these commercials. And we'll be back with our callers at 800-313-9443. Jump aboard right now while there's room for you. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, and Dr. Kasem Khalil on the Ron Paul Election.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The New World Order thought police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
And we're back. We're back. All right. And, well, Dr. K, we already have people lined up to chat with you and me, so why don't we take a call or two in between, okay? Let's do that.
911.
What's that?
A good patriotic American's done some fantastic research, and then Wayne Madsen followed up with it. But you have to read through the lines.
Uh-huh.
If you want to find out who did 911, you have to follow the money.
Mm-hmm.
And you also have to follow the 911 commission, the cover-up. You have to look at the cover-up, build back from that. Because, it's, you know, obviously there's a cover-up planned just in case.
Your book has done just that, by the way. You have done what no one else has done, I'm afraid. And that is you've connected the dots and crossed the T's. You have shown a very clear pattern of who stood to gain and who was it that was responsible for this massive cover-up.
Even proved who had the gunpowder on their hands and who had the bombs.
And once again,
who was found with the bombs, huh?
Yeah, once again, who covered it up? Our great Fearless, Honest to Goodness Media.
So the breakthrough we have is that, first of all, you know that Kissinger was assigned to head the cover-up, who's the most extreme Mossad agent that's in the United States at this time.
And, of course, okay. McCain says he would gladly have a Kissinger to advise him.
But now looking at the commissioners, look at what happened with Phil Zelikow. What happened with him?
Yeah, he wrote the report.
Now, here's a Mossad agent that wrote the report. And then when U.S., that's why everybody wants to blame sometimes like the U.S. military. And I say, well, now just get the evidence first. There was a U.S. Military expert who started sniffing around on the Able Danger and all that, Anthony Schaefer, lieutenant colonel, right? So he was sniffing around in the wrong place. So you know what happens? Zelikow visits him in Afghanistan.
Yep.
And says, well, what are you looking into here, you know? What's going on? And so Schaefer said, well, you know, I'm going to contact you back. You're the 911 commission. So he contacts him back and says, I don't know who you are. I've never met you before. And, of course, Schaefer, the colonel, has his business card. So then they set Schaefer up because Schaefer's got data showing that it was not an inside job but an outside job, foreign government, secret government.
Yeah, outside.
So they set him up on Wolf Blitzer, and here's what Wolf Blitzer does. Wolf Blitzer hits this guy and says, oh, you're having an affair with Kurt Weldon Stafford, you know, which was a lie. But that was on Wolf Blitzer's situation room. So that's how they do it. Character assassination.
Well, they've done
that with
several military people over the years. Yeah.
There are a lot of military people who know what's going on. Mm-hmm. You can look on the internet. Military people against 911. These are insiders that know that it's secret government time, yeah? Which points to Israel, because the money is the final deal. Who was in charge of the money before 911?
Well, look at who had the leases. Look at who stood to gain economically.
Who had the cash that you need from the taxpayers to pull it off?
Yep.
Because it's a big deal. The German Secret Service says it cost $2 billion to blow up the World Trade Center and to pull it off, planes and, you know, all this monkey business.
And I appreciate the email that you sent me, again, featuring the dancing Israelis that you sent last week.
And finally, that was Dov Zakheim, by the way, that took the money and did whatever he wanted with it, and that was our money. Mm-hmm. So that's the end of that. Yeah, stop.
Outrageous, isn't it, huh?
Yeah.
Let's take a call from Byron first in Canada anyway. Hello, Byron. You're on the air.
Hi, Dr.
Yes, sir.
K, Rick.
How are you?
You started on a subject that I was really interested in, but getting back to Ron Paul. Now, does it Ron Paul know all this stuff that you were talking about John McCain? I was reading a kind of Tim Berg or something like that wrote a book on McCain.
Yeah.
And he was going through all of his kind of past history he had five jets wrecked underneath the guy. The one last one was shot down, but five jets, and yet he kept getting promoted.
Well, his daddy was the admiral, man.
Yeah, I know, and his grandfather, he's whatever.
I don't know, he had an accident on a deck and it killed somebody.
132 people were killed on that. But I don't know if that was his fault, but he was in a jet.
Well, there was another one that, you know, I think he knows it, but see, the thing about Dr. Paul is so brilliant is he keeps taking that high road. He goes back to the policy. We're bankrupt, the economics, the war. The economics, the war. And that's the message. You know, we don't want this war.
Yeah, I agree with you. And tonight I did see the debate. And I was phoned in another show, and I told him, I said, why in the heck he didn't get up and say, you know, screw you, Anderson, you know. I mean, he started out, he went with Romney, McCain, he skipped Paul, then went to Huckabee, and then he started over with Romney again, then
because they'll accuse that that'll fit right into the plan. Cry baby, you know. That's the only thing he can do is get that message in.
But even Huckabee was cut out of quite a bit of the dialogue tonight. And at the end there, Ron and no Huckabee, they just kind of looked at each other like, wow, you know, what's going on?
Right. They've picked their two guys that they are riding with.
Yeah.
Well, If you want to hang on, Byron, you can, but we got a quick break, all right? We'll be right back with Dr. Kasem Khalil and electioneering, among other topics. Ron Paul, still big in the news. We'll join you again on the other side of these announcements right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Rick Adams.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
We've just been too busy setting up our businesses. We didn't pay enough attention to what was going on around us. We allowed a bunch of thieves and murderers to get control.
And indeed, we are back. Byron, are you still on the line?
Yeah, I'll be real quick, and thank
sure,
you so
Byron.
Much. Getting back to John McCain, there is so much dirt on this clown. Like, why does it? I mean, I guess Paul is.
Well, the Boston Globe did say, "Wait a minute, he's a fraud." So we, everybody, should look that up.
And they ought to know.
Yeah.
So fraud too.
Right. No, because he's being protected, he's being cajoled and nudged, and you know. And,
yeah, but why should that stop Ron Paul from coming out and say, "Hey, John"?
You know what? It's better for him to keep stressing the message that the American people.
Yeah, that's never been his style, by the way. Ron Paul has always avoided name calling. You've never heard him personally attack anybody, have you?
But you know, but the thing is, Rick, what I'm getting at from the way his showings are early showing up, you know, on the votes. Like, I mean, at 3% in Florida.
Yeah, Byron, here's the answer to your question. Yeah. McCain's not getting any votes. Well, libeled. They're electronically. There are no votes for McCain.
Yeah,
they're not fabricated.
They might.
Now, here's what I'm going to suggest. Yeah, he might be getting some just because of name recognition, but they're taking the Paul votes and switching them to McCain. That's being done by satellite.
And not only the Paul votes, I think there are a few votes there that have been switched for poor Mitt Romney as well.
I would think. But he can't attack him. That's our job, to get the information, go to the internet, post it, send it to the New York Tribune or to the Toronto Sun or whatever. Get that data out there.
But
that's
the unfortunate thing is, Dr. K, is a lot of the people that are voting are those 50, 60, 70-year-olds that aren't getting on the internet. I mean, a lot of them are kind of like me. They know, maybe some know how to turn it on and off, and that's about it. And that's the trouble. But this McCain guy, I don't know what the Boston Globe said about him, but this guy has a background that's worse than George Bush's.
They said some pretty, it would knock him off the block if it went to every newspaper.
Well,
he's already off the block. He's not getting that. You know what they told me in New Hampshire, everybody on the ground? What's McCain doing winning in our state? We don't vote for McCain. Nobody voted for him.
But Dr. K, though, if that was true, there would be more people standing up and say, "Hey, I didn't vote for him. I didn't vote for him." And there'd be more of an outcry. There's not enough people coming forward.
The average American is a chicken. And you're right. You're right about one thing. He's not getting enough exposure to the uneducated voter. We can try to change it. I helped put a full page ad in the Boston Globe, which will be on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
It cost $60,000. It will be in there. I arranged for the people to put it in, so that's a good thing. And everybody should get a copy of that Boston Globe on Monday.
What is the ad going to say, Dr.
It's going to say out of all candidates, all parties, the only unequivocal anti-war, get out of the war candidate, the only one. Out of the war now, look at and there's another column. Lots of war, McCain, 100 years. Lots of war, Mitt Romney. Lots of war, Huckabee. No war, Ron Paul. Then it'll talk about he's for health freedom.
Mm-hmm.
It'll talk about some bits on immigration. It'll emphasize the economy, the only one with an economic plan to revive the country. It'll be a great ad. And it's going to, almost 700,000 people. But that's one tool we could use. We can buy some newspapers. We can get it online. We can spread it around. It's tough, Byron. They've put us in a difficult situation. But remember one thing about Dr. Paul. He never loses. So there must be something there.
Well, he might not lose, but to the American public, he's losing. I mean, hey, can I just change the subject a little bit? You started on 9/11,
mm-hmm.
and this thing with Sybil Edmonds.
Right.
Like, from what I've read, she's sort of been pointing the finger more at the Pakistanis, the Turks.
Right.
And stuff like that. Now, and also she brought up that there was Pakistanis arrested after 9/11. Can you fill me in on that? Like, I've never heard that before.
Yeah, no, this is all disinformation because of what we are hearing on RBN. Somebody's threatened. So they hire Sybil and others to, bring it back to the dark-skinned Arab-type idea.
Well,
there were a lot of...
She's been ignored and misquoted, too.
Pardon me?
No, she has.
She's what?
Yeah.
She has been misquoted and ignored as well.
Yes, she has.
And
if she did say Pakistanis, that is true. People were arrested. People all over the country were arrested, but none of them were associated with it.
And they keep bringing up, and I've heard this from the guys that did the Final Cut thing there about this Pakistani general.
That's nonsense. Look,
they give $100,000 to...
Let me explain for you, Byron, let me explain. There were 11 suspicious people that they thought were going to hijack something in India about 4 years ago, 5 years ago. And they detained them. They had every evidence to believe that they were malicious and militaristic. They were dressed like Pakistanis with robes, with beards, with Muslims, with miswaks, and all with Qurans and everything. They were Israeli agents with Israeli passports, and they were held, but the Israeli government pressured the Indian government, and they they took them back to Israel.
Oh, by the way, it was the Pakistani intelligence which did admit that, too. They did reveal it.
Yeah, exactly.
I remember reading it on the air.
And don't forget, they will set up shill groups to send money to the fake Muhammad Atta, who was a Mossad agent. That's why they went. That's why Zelikow went to Afghanistan to talk to this guy. He was on to the fact that they were dressing and acting like Arabic people, but they were Jewish Israeli, and that's the way it is. And
it's
everybody
the
knows.
Muhammad Atta wasn't a Jewish.
Muhammad Atta wasn't in the country. You have to understand, Abel Danger, what it ultimately revealed was that there were people who were screening themselves. They were holding themselves out as if they were Arabs. Don't you remember the King David Hotel?
I know, but I mean, so who was in those planes? Are you saying there was no Arab?
There weren't any Arabics in those planes.
Who took them into the buildings then? Do you think it was remote control?
Most likely remote control. There weren't any windows on that one. Anybody that does close up of that, the one that we know of, weren't any windows on it. That wouldn't make any sense. It's not commercial. But it had to be reinforced.
We've got to move along. Yeah, thank you for bringing that up again. Dr. K's book, Wrongly Blamed, everything is in the book, and let's take another call.
You've got to get the book. Everybody's got to read the book.
Yeah.
Get the underliner out.
We've been selling a lot and giving away a few, too.
That's all right.
But we'd like to be – we have somebody who wants to purchase a large volume, all right?
Okay.
Let's go to Henry on the line now from Connecticut. Hi, Henry.
Yeah, now the Boston Globe, wow. What is it? You know some wealthy Kuwaitis or something?
They're all Americans. A few people sent 50 and 100, but there were two, and they have to put their name on it. There were two well-to-do people that covered 80% of it, you know. And thank God for the American people standing. Everything they can do, they're doing it.
Well, I will tell you that I had the Boston Globe call me once, my random, and because I know they have a lot of, they run some ads for apartments sometimes. I was thinking about moving to Massachusetts, and it's kind of frisky up there. You know, a lot of college students, there's also a lot of stuff up there. And he told me, I asked him, I can only get it, if I want to, I can get it just Saturday and Sunday. So I cut to the chase. I said, any ads have a place in the Boston Globe at any time during the week, will you see them Saturday and Sunday? And he says, yes. He said, they're all guaranteed to run for at least one full week. So if somebody just had Saturday and Sunday subscription only, in other words, just those 2 days, either physically in the mail or on the Internet, they would see whatever ads are in there that will put on any of the days during the week, Friday, Monday, whatever. So you put a full-page ad, and I will tell you this, that's still cheaper than New York City. I think New York City would charge much more.
The paper's a good paper. It gets a lot of different states. Fantastic thing. Supposed to go in on Monday, and I think it's going to be a great ad. Charles Goyer called me, and he's going to interview me about all the candidates. It won't be a political, but it'll be half hour on Friday. Charles Goyer down in Arizona on the health care plan that Mitt Romney has, that Huckabee has, that Dr. Paul has. I'm going to analyze all of it and tell you what I think of it from a medical point of view.
Did you say the Boston Globe is read by other states?
Yes, it is.
You've got to realize online people have access to all of these newspapers now.
Yeah,
too.
But Boston Globe circulation about 550,000. Okay.
Hmm. Well, oh yeah.
Of course, it's owned by the New York Times. You know, so I mean.
Yeah.
Well, he may come in second or third. Well, we'll see what happens. My day is on February 3rd.
You know what the key is? The key is, everybody, to do an exit poll. It's time to get the dust off the shoes, because there will be some manipulation of the electronic machines. There always is. They always try to skim 5, 10, 15%. So what you have to do is you have to do an exit poll at each of your precincts, where you, even if you take a video camera, where you have a sign that says, Ron Paul voters stop here, wherever, you know, legally you can put it up, and you actually write their names down and numbers. Then when the feds, or whoever's behind them, not the feds, the corrupt ones, put the numbers up, Hey, wait a minute, you call them and say, uh-uh, we had 142 voters in our precinct, you're showing 12. You made a big mistake. I got their names and number. You know, that's the only way to win the popular vote.
Yep.
I'm telling you, I know.
Henry, thank you for the call. Dr. K, we got more calls, so let's get to them. We've got Bill in Idaho right now. Hey, Bill.
Yes, as usual, excellent. I'm trying to
scrounge
up the resources to do that. I really appreciate the guest. If he could be on 5 nights a week, there would not be enough time. Apologizing, doctor.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea.
Yeah, and especially in these times. This is a history lesson that needs to be heard by all the newer people who have just now become aware. You brought up such a very devastatingly important aspect of this whole entire corporate criminal cabal of socialists, if not Nazis.
That's right. It is socialist Marxist.
Yeah.
Good God, you know what? The voting machines are being run by Marxist socialists with a Zionist bent. I've got the proof of that. And you know, I also found out, I don't want to interrupt, but you brought up some wise points. That, you know, let's get this new information. The Rothschilds, I confirmed it today, the Rothschilds, have a stake in ESNS, which always defrauds the vote.
Uh-huh. They were a long time development team association.
Sure.
Yeah.
You brought up the discussion in regard to Abel Danger. 99 and nine-tenths of the people that were kind enough to buy Alex Jones's most recent endgame, the discussion in Abel Danger goes by so quick, they wouldn't understand the implications of it only by virtue of the fact that they destroyed 5 terabytes of data that was public property.
Yes. Ultimately,
they're absolutely brilliant tacticians. But in order to really draw a point on all your excellent research, and I've sent the contract over to Dr. Chapman most recently, John as well as Robbie Habit, and obviously they've got more than one thing going on, so it didn't go a whole lot. But if you got a chance to look at the antichamber.net / large V is in victory _ K is capital.
Can you email me the link?
Yes.
Oregano.
Manny has it, but it's banking cartels closing ranks against the U.S. U.S. dollar. But we are talking, and this goes back to
to get
RICO,
the Amaro also in, the miserable thing.
The RICO nature of this, by virtue of the fact that everybody from the entire House and Congress has been SEC lawfully noticed all the way through Dan Burton and the Senate Banking Committee. We're talking about massive, massive international identity theft and fraud warrants on gold contracts. Now, that is treason to its highest level.
Oh, yes, yes. No, these are high crimes, higher than you can fathom. Good.
I would just interject. Would you, when you you have far greater capability than I, but so that Mr. This is a candidate that just fell out of bed, a Democrat gentleman that wants impeachment for
Kucinich.
Could somebody in the community draw the discussion of V.K. Durham, and it's an old discussion, to the Kucinich campaign, because both and all need to be brought up immediately. And
we'll try to do it. We'll run. We got to run now, but we'll try to do that.
Yeah. All right,
good luck,
Bill. Thanks for everything you've done,
bye.
Including
no
the order as well. Let's take this point. See if we can squeeze in Terry in Texas quickly. Hello, Terry.
Yes, forgive me for calling. I resisted, but I just had something happen to me today that only reinforced uh-huh. with regards to Ron Paul, that my hypothesis that it's just hope is lost, because if this was an indictment for complete and total conditioning, I don't know what it is. I was at a shopping center. A guy with a petition wants me to sign it. They're trying to go against giving subsidies to these shopping centers for tax abatements. Mm-hmm. So I signed it. We got to talk. We started talking about Ron Paul, and he categorically denied that Ron Paul should be running for president, and that there's no way he would vote for him. And he said, I asked him why, and he said, because he's a segregationist.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God!
And I just thought,
yeah.
I said, I've never heard of that before.
Well, you know what?
And then I rebutted back to him. I go, okay, yeah. Let's say he is a segregationist. I said, so you would vote for all the rest of the criminals who are for this war, who are bankrupting us and sending back all these people with all these missing body parts and all these arms? And he says back to me, I will not see signs in our society ever again that say coloreds only, or, you know, white people or coloreds only.
Yeah.
And he was indignant, and he walked off with me. And I literally... The blood just left my face. I thought,
yeah, no, it's tough because that's David Horowitz, a.k.a. Melon Scaife. You got a billionaire that's pumping David Horowitz to scandalize. How about apartheid in Gaza? That's Melon Scaife's, that's the guy, Mr. Gaza
yeah.
Strip.
Hey, we got
apartheid.
A break, though.
That's
thanks for the call,
the
Terry.
I mean,
appreciate you relating that, but don't let one riffraff get in the way of your verbalizing. We'll be right back.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Can man control his destiny? Can he change the shape of things to come?
Hey, Man, have you been wanting solar power at your home? Well, finally, there's an affordable solar. Take back your power, produce your own energy, and keep the savings. No rate increases, no equipment to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, and no performance worries. Visit jointhesolution.com/solar-man or call 866-276-3975. That's the number. And don't forget the Ron Paul meetup at February 4th, Monday, in Parsons, Tennessee. Granny's Kitchen. That's a restaurant. For more information, call Cheyenne at 731-967-2933. Again, that's 731-967-2933. And we're back with Dr. K. We have a couple of callers. We're going to try to squeeze in if we have time, Dr. K, okay?
Yeah, I just want to say, they're defrauding the vote. So it's depressing when they give them those low numbers. Yes, it's true, Byron, we're not enough people reached, but he's getting twice and three times what they're giving him. You have to do something to record the number of people that come out of the precinct. And then you'll see the fraud.
And you've got to get affidavits. That's the important
thing. That's right. There's a couple websites that'll do that. We'll give it at the end.
We've talked about it. Okay, let's take quickly Ira in New Jersey first. Hello, Ira.
Hello, Rick. How you doing, Dr. King?
Quickly now.
Doing great. How are you doing, Ira?
Quick. I've read your book, and it was fantastic, about the vote fraud. I think what has to happen here, I don't know if it's going to. Ron Paul, there was a Florida TV station on the referenced on Bev Harris's website, Black Box Voting, that Ron Paul had 11%, and there seemed to be, and McCain really only had half of what he was given officially.
There you go.
And Obama won for the Democrats. Clinton was in third, and every primary since the start has been wrought with fraud. Everyone.
It's rigged, yeah.
And it's all rigged. And, Ron Paul won all the debates. It wasn't even close. But he himself, I don't know if you know him. I don't know how well you know
him.
No, I don't know him. Yeah, or maybe know somebody who does. He himself, he has a website that talks about this stuff, but he himself has to get behind a microphone and start talking about it. Maybe he's been threatened. I really don't know, but
Possible. This is possible. He has mentioned it, but when he mentions it softly, as if he has been threatened. But he has at least on this last couple of times he's mentioned that we've got to preserve that vote. We've got to find a way to confirm that vote. I suspect that that's going to have to be the grassroots, where you actually get enough precinct managers, where you record it. It would be better when he does his public addresses if he said, you know what, you guys have all got to record your vote. You got to get the affidavits. We need to have that proof, and we're going to set up a website to confirm it. That's what I would do. But then I don't know what he's going through. I know that he's doing a spectacular job in his speeches but I suspect that the only way we're going to get him elected popularly is if you guys get so disgusted that, you know what, you have a right to go right now to the poll station and say, get these machines out of here. You get paper. You know that that's your obligation and right? You have a right on the day to say, I don't care what you say. I'm registering Republican now. This is all lies they've made up.
The buildup is mounting here, yeah. Listen,
you please record that vote.
We're almost out of time, Dr. K. A final word, but we really don't have time for any more calls, although we have them, but we'll have to do this again
more
often.
Maybe we should talk again.
Maybe tomorrow night, if you're free, we'll have you back. Are you free tomorrow night?
Yeah, I think so.
We'll have you back, because Friday night we have a sponsor guest. But you know what? Let's do it, because there's much more going on. All right, Dr. Kasem Khalil.
Take care now.
Thank you. Bye-bye now. And ladies and gentlemen, we'll do it again tomorrow night. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Stay tuned to RBN and support the network Republic Broadcasting. Good night.